Some say that demolition is a science. Most of my squad would find this statement laughable. More accurately, precision demolition is a science. To that statement, we'd all nod our heads sagely and agree. I wish I'd had time to stand around and watch the fireworks, but the best time to go Charlie Mike, continue mission slash get moving, is when big shiny objects are blowing up. Go, go, go! Methane's voice cut in over the squad communication channel. I'd provided a rendezvous location and was currently sprinting toward it. My route would take me next to the building into which we'd just fired a crap ton of explosives. I was carefully watching for surviving squishies who might gain line of sight on us. Turns out I didn't have anything to be concerned about. Whoever was inside seemed to be busy dealing with the disintegration of the building. With a few horrific groans and screeches, the detritus-spewing structure slid over a few yards and sank into itself. I later learned that we'd overdone the explosives by a factor of 2 or 3. Meh. Why have them if you can't use them, was always my theory on that sort of thing. Mule Hog and Methane had gotten out of the courtyard where they'd previously been pinned down, dragging Patch with them. I was pleased by the lack of return fire, but we were in a hot zone and needed to make sure we cleared the area quickly. At some point, the battlefield lines had changed. The city was supposed to be in a neutral zone, but that was obviously not the case anymore. I suspected this would be news to CENTCOM, Central Command. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been given the go-ahead to fly over. None of that crap meant anything at this point. 3 of my men were alive, and I had a 10-minute-old location on our missing pilot, Lieutenant Irrawan. Everything else was noise. Command, give me an update on Lieutenant Irrawan.
Sergeant, you are ordered to make your way directly to the extraction zone. Lieutenant Irrawan is down, and we can't afford any more collateral damage.
The lieutenant's reedy voice grated on my last nerve. Man, I dislike this guy. I actually hadn't met my new lieutenant yet, as we'd just been reassigned. I couldn't believe he'd just compared damage to a building to a Marine's life, as if they had the same priority.
I have no confirmation on Irrawan's status. Frack, she's in a flight suit. Her comm gear could just be busted. We need eyes on her.
You have your orders, Sergeant.
Bullshit!
Sarge, I think Patch is going into shock.
Methane's voice cut in on my conversation.
The pavement in front of us exploded, throwing us to the side. I adjusted easily since I wasn't carrying anyone, but Methane and Mule Hog couldn't with Patch between them.
Frack, how many things could I deal with at a single time?
Time to simplify.
Combat HUD.
My AI immediately switched my comm to squad only and pulled up an overlay view of the immediate area. We'd run into a nest of bogeys. My HUD projected a contrail back along the rocket's path from a nearby building.
Return fire!
I jammed my foot into the pavement and used the momentum to spin me around. I brought the A3 up to my shoulder in one fluid movement and switched to full auto. There is no better way to limit the effectiveness of someone who is firing at you than to send a bunch of rounds back their way.
Frack! Out of frags!
Methane complained as he faced the target. It wasn't completely necessary, as I could see his ammo level. But I was busy, and he wanted to give me a warning. I wasn't worried because I had Mule Hog on deck. His loadout was different from ours, in that he carried the much heavier X-203 and the requisite additional ordnance load. If you ever hear the sound of a saw machine gun firing, you won't forget it. Like a sewing machine from hell, he opened up on the side of the building I'd marked as our primary. I had to mute his audio feed. The man really didn't have the ability to limit his verbal stream of expletives and manic cackling. God help the dumbass who'd fired on us. With Methane and Mule Hog up, I worked on the situation. We were 5 kilometers from the extraction zone. We could cover that distance in 20 minutes with me carrying Patch. I needed Methane and Mule Hog available to clear our path and repel any opposition. We'd been lucky only one grenade had been fired, and that it hadn't hit any closer. I found Patch lying face down on the pavement, so I stowed my A3 and picked him up.